Commentator Guillermo Gomez Pena had his privacy invaded recently. His laptop computer was stolen as he returned from an out-of-town trip.
Dear thief, I am the melancholic man who left his laptop computer on seat 8A of United Flight number 17 coming from JFK into LAX on June 14, remember? I hadn't slept for at least 3 days. I walked out of the plane like a zombie and went straight to the baggage claim area. Minutes later, I realized my precious laptop was missing. I ran back to the plane like an ex-zombie madman, but the computer was gone, and it was never delivered to the lost and found desk. I don't know if you were a passenger who left after me or a member of the cleaning crew, and I really don't care. In fact, I don't expect to ever recuperate my Neo Aztec high-tech control center. I just wish to make you aware of what you unknowingly did to my sense of self and identity, to my past and to my ideas. You stole my digital memories, years of literary work, poems, performance, film and radio scripts, essays and personal letters, several chapters of my upcoming book. You have not the least idea of what this means to a Chicano intellectual who has been fighting the erasure of collective and personal memory. By the way, how much did you get for my 4-year-old laptop? 500? 700 bucks? Did you feel any guilt? Did you at least have the curiosity to investigate the mindscape of your victim and read my love poems and political essays? The breakdown of my taxes, perhaps? Did you access my past email, enter my cyber heart, and peek through hundreds of personal letters of friends, lovers, and family? You know, thief, as I write this letter, I am realizing I don't really hate you. In fact, I am beginning to feel strangely thankful, for you have forced me into so many harsh realizations. A. My life, in capitals, cannot be trusted to high technology. B. Airports are not less dangerous than, say, South Central Los Angeles. And C. I must always, always be prepared to reconstruct the humongous puzzle of my already fragmented self. So, gracias, ladrón. But this philosophical realization won't exonerate you from divine justice. The crucial question still is, what will your punishment be? If you believe in karma, you are in deep trouble. For doing what you did, you might end up in your next life reincarnated as a stone or an oyster. If you are agnostic, your punishment will be even worse. One day in the immediate future, the future nowadays is always immediate, some nerd in Silicon Valley will invent a tiny device to track down lost computers, and I will buy me one immediately. I will then show up at your doorsteps with my homeboys, costumed as one of my most scary performance personas, El Mex Terminator, the super immigrant hero, defender of migrant worker rights, an arch enemy of racist politicians, and now of computer thieves, will rough you up, believe me. Sincerely, your victim, Guillermo Gomez Pena.
Guillermo Gomez Pena is a performance artist in San Francisco.